AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Due in court today in Washington is Cole Thomas Allen. The man from California was arrested after a shooting incident at the White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. President Trump was there. Allen had written a manifesto describing himself as a friendly federal assassin and railed against recent actions taken by the government. He did not mention President Trump by name. The president spoke about it on CBS's 60 Minutes.
One of the things this guy said in his manifesto, which you didn't read, you should have, is that he attended a No Kings rally, along with not too many people, and probably it had an impact. You know, they get up and they say whatever they want. No, I'm against that. I think it's terrible.
Authorities say Allen will face charges, including using a firearm during a crime of violence, an assault on a federal officer, as well as other potential counts. Regional officials say Iran has offered to end its control over the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. lifts its blockade and ends the war. President Trump is not likely to accept those terms. It does not include Iran ending its nuclear program. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the economic consequences of the Iran war could have an impact for some time, but the full impact will not be immediate.
In April, because of the decisions we made at the last budget, your gas bills came down, and they will stay down until July, whatever happens in Iran. Fuel duty is also frozen until September. We've supported people who heat their homes using oil.
King Charles will arrive in Washington for a four-day state visit to celebrate the U.S. 250th anniversary. The Supreme Court upheld the racketeering convictions of imprisoned former Republican Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder and ex-lobbyist Matt Borges in a $60 million bribery scheme. Heavy rain slowed the progress of two sprawling wildfires in Georgia. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. A record-breaking rally for stocks is losing steam on Wall Street. The S&P 500 was little changed in the first hour of trading Monday. The index is coming off its latest all-time high and four weekly gains in a row. The Dow slipped 36 points. That's about a tenth of a percent. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Crude oil prices rose about 2%. Oil tankers are still finding the Strait of Hormuz effectively closed. That's keeping crude oil from leaving the Persian Gulf and out of world markets. The upcoming week is packed with profit reports from Wall Street's most influential companies, including Apple and Microsoft. The Federal Reserve holds its latest meeting on interest rates on Wednesday. Seth Soutell, New York.
Nedra Talley Ross has died. She was the last surviving member of the 1960s Beehive pop band, the Ronettes. She was 80. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.